Well, great to have on our airways for the first time. Hopefully it's going to be the first of many talking about Maywood Hay Center Wolves volleyball head coach Celeste Friesen, who just got named once again new volleyball coach. Coach, thanks again for the time. The interview process, I think it went here and went, and new volleyball coach, you're excited to make your way to Maywood Hay Center, aren't you?
Yes, I think it's a really cool experience, and it's really cool about the co-op and everything, how the communities are coming together and building a program and an environment where you can go to either side and support each other, and it's a really cool opportunity.
Coach, I know you, volleyball is your life, and with successful volleyball years in college, I think with Nebraska Kearney, I think Georgia State as well, so it sounds like you've grown up with the game, haven't you?
Yeah, I was kind of born into it. My first experience with volleyball was I was in a little stroller, and my mom was a head coach, and she's been a coach for close to 40 years now, and you know, being in that environment, playing in club and going to play in college, you know, I just can't get enough of it. And I'm excited to go back into the high school realm and coach these girls.
Can you tell us what have you been doing the last couple of years?
Sure. So I started a volleyball program with my mom in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where I've been. On and off in the past 5 years. I played professionally in London with the Mallory Eagles, and then along with that doing my graduate year at University of Nebraska Kearney, and I got to play in the Nebraska Volleyball Day in the big stadium, and that was really cool. And then this past year I moved to Nebraska, and I saw that there was a need for girls wanting to go play at the next level and at that higher competition over here on the western side of the state. You know, Omaha and Lincoln, they've got it pretty set up there. And I saw that there was a need for that, so I started my own volleyball club here this year. And we got fifth at one of the qualifiers in California, and it's been a really fun experience. And I want to continue to grow the side of that game on this side of the state.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard all about I don't know, the Maywood Hay Center folks have said anything or others, but yeah, here in western Nebraska, we kind of sometimes get the short end of the stick when it comes to recognition sometimes, and we do have some very, very, very good volleyball teams out here.
Yeah, I think it's so important to invest in the kids that want to do it and want to go that far, and it's really hard to get that opportunity when you're in such a small area, or you know, the exposure needed to go into that next level. And that's kind of been my real thing this year, is really investing in those kids that want to go and do something bigger and just dream as big as they can dream. And that's been really my philosophy move into this side of the state, of just, you know, how big can you dream, and how can I get you there? And that's been really huge. We've got a couple kids that this year with my club team that have committed to go play in college. So, you know, it's just awesome that I'm able to give them those opportunities to shine, and they're taking it head on. So I'm excited that we can do that again this year with the high school team.
Coach, are any teaching duties or just coaching there at Maywood Hay Center?
Right now, just coaching. Uh-huh. You know, I was a English learners para at Adams Middle School this past year. But I think right now, just coaching and investing in the girls and spending the time to really kind of dive into the program and be 100% there for them. I think that's really important this first year.
Well, we've watched over the past, gosh, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, this program has had a lot of great athletes, 3-sport athletes, you know, when it comes to volleyball in the fall, basketball, and then track and field is pretty special up there at Maywood Hay Center as well. So coming off, you know, a big year last year, you've got some returnees back, that's for sure. I'm sure looking at that roster, maybe meeting a few. I'm not sure if that's happened or yet or not, but and they always have good numbers up there in their sports program. So I think this first year, your opening year, you're going to have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're doing a little in-house thing over the summer and just really seeing where these girls want to go and what drives them and what their goals are for the season, because I know a lot of the returners were really excited to have someone who's won state before come in and try to help them do that and make it through districts. So that's kind of our goal right now, and I'm excited to kind of really get that in and work with those girls to see how far we can go over the summer. So.
And it sounds like summer work is important.
I'm excited.
Summer work is important. You got to have a ball in your hands and work on a lot of those skills during the summertime, don't you?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, you know, when it comes to in season, it's about the team and how the team fits and those puzzle pieces that make certain matches work. And then all of the skill stuff is, you know, out of season. So that way we don't have to focus that on in season. We can focus on systems and everything like that. So I'm excited to get in the gym with the girls and, you know, get them ready to go so that we can just go and compete all season.
So Coach, are you going to keep the Wild West the Volleyball Academy going still into the in the spring seasons as well?
Yeah, so we just finished up our last tournament actually this past weekend in Salt Lake City, and hopefully trying to find some time and some space to do that over the summer. It's hard with the amount of gym space that we have available on this side of the state. But, you know, I think it's important to be creative and find ways to do it. If you want to do it, you'll figure out a way to do it. And I think that's something that I've learned, you know, just coaching the girls in Western Nebraska is, you know, they'll, you know, make their own nets at home and they'll figure out a way to get it done. So, you know, I think we'll figure out a way to get it done over the summer. So
finally, Coach, any family along with you?
No, just me right now. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I fell in love with Nebraska when I was here in Kearney and wanted to stay for a while. So I'm just here by myself right now and really investing in how I can be an impact on these girls' lives and also in the volleyball community out here.